Judge Emmett Sullivan ruled this afternoon not to dismiss the case against Senator Ted Stevens, but there will be penalties for government prosecutors who the judge said used evidence they knew to be false. APRN's Libby Casey reports from Washington.
Government prosecutors say oil field services company Veeco spent around $188,000 renovating Senator Stevens' Girdwood home. Included in that estimate are months Veeco employees spent working on the house. Prosecutors entered into evidence early in the trial timesheets that showed two men, Rocky Williams and Dave Anderson, consistently working at the Stevens house from the fall of 2000 to the spring of 2001. But Judge Emmett Sullivan says that evidence will now be thrown out. Here's why. Prosecutors had information that contradicted the number of hours the two men worked in Girdwood, and they didn't turn it over to Stevens' lawyers until after the trial started. Dave Anderson testified to a grand jury that during the Girdwood months, he left Alaska for 7 weeks. And Rocky Williams told FBI agents he worked on other projects for Veeco during that time, too. The defense said the double dose of new information was enough to warrant throwing out the case. Judge Sullivan ruled Wednesday that the trial will go on, but minus the evidence, and the jury will hear a statement that prosecutors presented evidence to jurors they knew was not true. Judge Sullivan was furious at the prosecutors, but they argued the information wasn't crucial to the case because their number of $188,000 is just an estimate. They say no matter what, Veeco workers put in lots of hours at the Stevens house, and Stevens never paid for it. That wasn't the only bump prosecutors hit Wednesday. The judge also ruled evidence and testimony are out about an automobile swap between Stevens and Veeco CEO Bill Allen. Allen gave Stevens a Land Rover for a Mustang and $5,000, which prosecutors say was a sweetheart deal for the senator. Stevens' lawyers tried to show this week that Allen was lying about the price he originally paid for the Land Rover at a dealership, but then the prosecution revealed the check for Allen's stated amount. The defense team said they should have gotten that check before cross-examining Allen. Judge Sullivan agreed, and on Thursday morning, the jury will hear the judge say that the government had an obligation to produce all material evidence to the defense and failed to do so. The rulings came at the end of a long day in court, during which jurors saw Stevens' Senate financial disclosure forms from 1999 through 2006. He had to declare any gifts worth over about $280. On them, gifts from world leaders like the King of Jordan and the French president, but nowhere were the names Veeco or Bill Allen. Jurors also saw scores of emails between Stevens and his friends mentioning gifts the prosecution says Stevens received, mostly from Veeco and Allen. The emails talk about Veeco workers being at the Girdwood house, and Stevens says they're doing a great job. While Stevens is in Washington, his neighbor Bob Persons ticks off the progress on stairs, a deck, concrete work, and steel work. Stevens writes an email about asking Bill Allen to install a generator and thanks Bob Persons for shipping a massage chair to his house that Stevens describes as a loan, but also calls a godsend that he enjoys sleeping in. Some emails and letters show Stevens asking Allen and others for invoices on the Girdwood house, but prosecutors tried to show that the attempt to get bills wasn't followed through on. The slew of emails and letters gets to the heart of the government's case, that Stevens knew what was going on in Girdwood and didn't pay for it. Prosecutors are expected to rest their case on Thursday. Then it will be Stevens' lawyer's turn to try and show the jurors that Stevens didn't know about the gifts, didn't want the gifts, and never lied on his Senate forms. They plan to start calling witnesses. At the top of the list, former Secretary of State Colin Powell and Senator Daniel Inouye of Hawaii. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.